Shelley with the Entry Commission.
Shelley, Entry Commission. Bill Smith with the Entry Commission. Nixon.
Steve Moore, Christian Dane.
David Benton.
No. Down here on District 26.
No, the sweet senators here, and this is Representative Pearson, Representative Ellis, John. Now, I guess what we're meeting today to sort of see what you people might have in mind for the summer. We have what we have in mind, but I understand there's a task force by the governor. Are you in charge?
No, I'm sort of the coordinator, yeah.
A coordinator.
Yeah.
And what specifically did the governor administration, what was his proposal in regards to this?
Maybe I can backtrack. We already had a meeting with the House and the administration. Yeah. And they appointment the event doing that work. And there was discussion about the working group staying legislative and that everybody else would be ex officio. And I think we had the legislature, administration, fishing groups, Mariculture Association, environmental groups. And then we left open we took off processors, we left open trollers, and we left open sports fish people. So we, we're kind of deciding that, we'd like to keep it legislative. Everybody else would be there for the show, and the administration would kind of be our staff. But that's what we were talking about at the last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
To the working group. Is that pretty much what? Yeah.
Well, we had a little different. I feel like we're in a conference committee. We had a little different idea.
Well, that's what we need to talk about.
One thing we're looking for an informational process here, and we think that there's other people outside of who sitting at this table who has expertise in areas that we would welcome them to participate. And I don't think we're going to end up with any formal structure that we're going to agree on. We're going to end up with a number of options that we can work as a Senate subcommittee to try to put something together. And I don't know if you really want to form a document either, but that's, of course, your choice.
No, I think we were going to sit at the table and agree to disagree and just agree to stay at the table, and that we would have one goal in mind, and we would come back to the table with options. You know, some might be saying that fish farm should go forward, others saying that maybe it wouldn't, but we would meet about four times and come back just assess where we are.
Okay, well, certainly we don't have any problem with that. But what we're looking for is answers to the numerous questions that have been posed to the committee during our hearings, and we have a pretty good list on those. And how we get those answers, we don't really much care. I imagine there's a number of answers to a lot of these questions we have, and we would sort of like to put those in perspective and try to find a trail that we can go down, this is probably the straightest and simplest way. And we certainly have to rely upon those in the agencies to provide expertise on how to get from here to there without creating up numerous problems with red tape and things of that nature. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, we're basically in a position that Commissioner Collins could be here to the council meeting in Anchorage. And the agencies involved, Commerce, Entry Commission, Fish and Game, ECDNR, are organizing this work group to look at two primary areas. One is implementation, which passed this year. What do we have to do to implement mariculture as it exists in the current statute? Are there regulations and permits? What actually has to happen to deal with non-fin fish mariculture in this period of time? And the second is to just decide how we can best help you to get those answers you're talking about and work with your committees or committee or subcommittees to assist you in looking toward next year's legislation. So we sort of had two separate goals, and as Dave mentioned, he was assigned chairmanship of the work group for these agencies to do that. So we can either walk through some of the things we discussed, Dave has a list, or however you wish to discuss it.
John, you have anything?
Well, I just wanted to mention when Representative Herman
listed those, some of the things that we had talked about when the House side got together a couple of Saturdays ago. I don't think our intention was to limit discussion or not to move beyond that group to look for the answers to the policy. And we have the same feelings that you do about the, we both have a good list of policy questions that were raised during the public hearings, and that should probably be the work of this committee to address those in a systematic way. We just wanted to ensure, I think it was all of our intention to ensure that the major interests were represented around the table, and that meant ex officio members. I know throughout this, we've all wanted those interests to be represented around the table. So that was all that we were trying to put forward there, and not to limit the discussion to those groups, but just to make sure that once we come up with whatever the work product is of our two, the House and Senate being together in this effort this summer and fall, that all of the major interests felt like they were heard and they were integral in this discussion. We just wanted to make sure we included everyone, and I know that the House Resources staff is putting together or taking suggestions for a mailing list, because Representative Herman has made it a big point throughout all of this that the public hearings we held and then the efforts of this group play a big role in the public education process, so that everyone's dealing with a good set of facts. We kind of decrease the emotionalism on both sides, and so that public education process is real important. So we are trying to develop a mailing list of everyone, so there will be good public notice for all of our get-togethers, and people can come and give their input, you know, and certainly people beyond just the ex officio members that we want to make sure are closely involved with our deliberations.
If you don't have, like, these groups and a certain person that's, you know, designated to speak for that group, you're going to have chaos. You know, I just saw it with the whole process, you know, with Mariculture this year. You know, you try to get something going and then everybody goes different directions. So I think that we need to sit down and we need to have this working group set out with certain people on it. You know, this is our side of it, but like AMA and UFA and all those people need to have a designated spokesperson. And then, you know, there's nothing saying that we don't go to Institute of Socioeconomic Research to pull in information or answer questions, or but that, you know, we have some control over that.
What's the job? Jimmy? John? You're the lead agency, supposedly.
No.
The government's designated as the lead agency for this working group for the
end. Talking the Mariculture bill.
Well, under the bill, yeah.
Welcome to the table. I haven't seen you all set your...
Well, we're gonna be here.
Great.
As it's probably real clear, though, from just looking at the problems or the questions associated with getting this implemented in a way that makes sense and gives everybody a fair shot at sort of this particular enterprise, Commerce is kind of, more than anything, is a coordinating agency. There's not a lot that we do in-house specifically addressing what I consider some of the more difficult questions, and that is citing, which is a DNR issue, and the biological aspects of it, which is a fish and game issue. So I want everyone to recognize that while we're prepared to take on that lead agency role, it is a de minimis role compared to what responsibilities some of the other state agencies.
Are you leaving the option open of not being lead agency?
I think we're willing to do whatever the legislature wishes with respect to getting legislation passed.
What's limited entries role involved?
Well, at this point, we've been participating. By the way, I'd like to apologize that Chairman Twombly can't be here at this time. He was otherwise occupied, and he has been our representative on the minicamp. So he's really more knowledgeable about the specifics of how we got here than I am. I think our approach at this point is to wait to see what everybody else wants. In the meantime, if somebody comes to us and asks for an interim use permit to go out and gather eggs or something in a limited fishery, we're not convinced that we have the authority to give it. So nobody has approached us on that. We just want to monitor it, see what role, if any, we will be playing down the road. We have no position as such at this point.
Does DNR have someone with this group?
Yes.
Yeah. Where are they?
Senator Duncan, I'm sitting in for Paula Burgess, primarily to listen. She is out of state, and
Come on up the table. You're going to be a participant.
I was looking at Bob Lama, too, who's been working on this particular subject.
Yeah. Because, you know, as you well know, DNR is an important role. Somebody. So it's on the part of that. It's Andy Pekovich. How about DEC?
Hi. I'm Doug Donigan from the Department of Conservation.
I could, maybe I should just describe what the Fisheries Cabinet met on Tuesday morning to sort of discuss the SB 297 and which is the moratorium bill, and also how the administration sort of needs to approach this whole issue. And what we discussed was putting together a staff work group, the people from DEC, DNR, Fish and Game, Commerce, Governmental Coordination, which does coastal management permitting and permit coordination. And what we would be looking at is, Steve said this, sort of two generic areas. We'd be looking at implementing, putting together a sort of policy and regulatory framework for shellfish mariculture. Currently, it's sort of a little piece over here and a little piece over here, and there's not a real integrated sort of program on permitting for shellfish mariculture. We want to approach that, look at it as a whole unit, and try and put together that program. As we're doing that, that is, I think, at least is complementary to working on a lot of the issues that came up during the hearing process for both houses. And that's our second task, is to work with you folks, sort of, the way we were envisioning that was as technical, sort of technical staff. You sent us a letter with a list of issues that came up during our review of the legislation. We came up with our own list of issues and the governor's 8 criteria that we felt the legislation needed to address. And, you know, Allied's folks are putting together their list. So we sort of look at it that what needs to happen is we need to sort of sort through all of that and identify, a couple of things. I think we can identify areas where we need to develop additional information, either on economics or on the biology or whatever we identify. And that's sort of reports and, you know, short little discussion papers or whatever you need. But I think we also can look at a lot of the questions seem to be sort of how-to questions. How do you do this right? As we go through the permitting, developing the permitting process for shellfish, I think that a lot of that will feed into answering a lot of those how-to questions that then will be applicable to the legislation. And then the other thing that it seems that came out, and I don't know, you know, what your pleasure is on this, but it might be worthwhile to develop a set of scenarios about the level of activity we might expect, so we could then look at costs to the states for the fiscal notes and really develop a range of fiscal notes that might help answer the question of what the cost might be to state agencies. Those are some of the things that we talked about. We have specific people identified. Some of the folks are out of town right now. We're trying to get together Tuesday and really put together a work plan on that. And, for our side of it, it would be useful if the House and the Senate, you guys figure out exactly how you want to work together. We have a couple of contact people so that we know, you know, who we need to be talking to, what you want us to do over the interim. You're going to be away for a while, Adam and Brett will be gone. But we need to have people over the summer who we can talk to and, you know, sort of have some guidance from what you would like to see come from us so that we can get to work on that. And when you guys get back in town, we could hopefully have some stuff put together for you.
That's sort of what we had in mind, too. You know, whether we like it or not, we have to go to work this summer. And we're not going to have as much available time to get to this process as we had in the past. And of course, Senator Duncan lives here, but I'm sure he'll be busy doing things, too. But we intend to have staff people here all summer. And that's why we'd like to sort of keep it informal on some of these meetings, because they're going to be, I hope, sitting at the table with the rest of you, working these problems out. because we're going to be in contact with them. We're going to be here in here on occasion. Maybe that's the time that the House members would be in town if you plan to come down. I suppose you do.
What's that?
I imagine sometime this summer you intend to have one or two or three meetings with this group, your group, House members.
Yeah, I'd like to see like four meetings, but not starting until August or September. Yeah.
That's fine. I don't have any problem with that. We might have an occasion to get together sometime before that. But this should be an ongoing process with the people that we have here.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know what you exactly mean by that, because what are they going to be doing? Meeting and deciding? Because, like, I'd like some of my members to be involved in certain things or take the lead in like environmental stuff, or like I'd like to really look at marketing, because I think we've got a lot of information before us, but we really don't have, you know, good information if these domestic stocks are going to replace the wild stocks, or if it's going to be that way anyway without us getting into it, or, you know, I'd like to look at that, and I'd like other members to be looking at certain things, even resource committee members, not necessarily on working.
Well, do you want to know what particular interests are, or when you're coming down? I'm interested in coming down in June for when the agent group is in town, what they're bringing in, so we can have an idea of what the technology is, at least for them, because I don't have that kind of working knowledge, and I've been lost and don't know totally what we're talking about, but I'm really interested in the marketing aspects, but also in the permitting aspects. That's, you know, my definite interest.
When I don't recall the date they're going to be here.
22nd.
Isn't it?
27th?
2nd. June 22nd.
You might not hear.
No, maybe.
No, maybe. No, no. Right, but
I don't mind their, I think it's a good idea probably if they're, the staff based here in Juneau could meet and, you know, if there, some of us can't make it, I may be here on June 22nd. If that were a time we were all in town, maybe we could give some time to it for our next meeting. I know there had been discussions of not formally getting together until August sometime to miss some of the fishing activities. But I'm flexible on that.
We've got that Pacific Fisheries Legislative Task Force June 26th and 27th. I don't want to come back here in August or September unless I have to.
If I'm here on the 22nd of June, it'll be not because I want to be here. So that, you know, I think it's good to some, for, you know, to be here to take part in that Norwegian seminar, whatever it might be, but I'm not planning on being here unless the governor calls us back at that particular time. Go ahead.
I don't know. I wouldn't have any problems there if we had people working on this during the time that we're not here.
I just
question what he meant by meeting, you know, working. I mean, administration is going to work a lot of their stuff, but I think we should be monitoring it.
That's what I mean by meetings.
Yeah.
At, and at those meetings, of course, if we're not here, we have people that will be here.
Well, I think that's a good point, though. If we're not here, then our staffs or representatives ought to be right up here at the table with everybody else that's involved with it.
So if you structure a strictly legislative committee, it's going to, I won't be able to participate that often, but if we have the ability to keep this sort of a non-formal group, informal group, and of course, this group is that we can have people here in our place who are going to be gathering information participating, but not, certainly not any decision to be made at any particular time of summer, for sure.
And can I ask, do we have anybody among our legislative staffs assigned to be the person to send out memos letting everyone know what's going on and keeping the legislative members abreast of? I think the idea, Senator, with the ex officio members, we don't have to call them that, but that they would be the point people for their interest groups to be responsible for letting, you know, through their newsletters or whatever communications they desire, letting their membership know what's going on with this working group, so that everybody, you know, that's the thing that could blow this up real easily if one very interested party feels like they're cut out of the process or they're taken by surprise by the progress of this group. So I think that was the idea there, and I think among our staffs there needs to be, maybe it's a staff person on one of the resources committees who would just make sure that we're all kept abreast, because if we're out working and doing other things, I would like to receive memos and know when I would decide that I'd rather be here rather than my staff person, or just so that we're all apprised of the work of the group.
I think that would probably fall within your group, wouldn't it?
Well,
are you going to structure formal meetings here with this year group, working group?
Oh yeah, we're.
Or is it going to be? Is there sort of maybe next week or tomorrow, or is it going to be some notification given ahead of time?
Well, we usually, the way we've been operating up to now is sort of on a, when we get folks together basis. We don't send out formal notice, is what I'm saying. I guess we're subject to the Open Meetings Act, but I'm not sure. But we certainly could use, work with your folks to let them know that we're meeting, we could be there, that kind of thing. While you're discussing that, I was sort of turning it over in my mind how that could best work. I sort of like Johnny's idea of having one person, or one or two people at least, on the legislative end of things that are the cool, for your side, that sort of disseminate information, and we can do it on our side. Just, sort of contact people. But certainly we'd probably want your staff to come and meet with us and work with us. We may also want, the Mariculture Association and the fishing organizations to be there for part of that as well, I think.
I definitely think there ought to be a staff person from the legislature who's responsible for direct communications with you, for the public notice for the meetings. I mean, that's if we're not telling the public about these meetings and they can't sit out there and listen to the deliberations and participate when necessary, those representatives, there's going to be a lot of misunderstanding just because people aren't apprised of how we're progressing. That's real important for public education.
You're making a differentiation between that and maybe some of the informal technical, where we just all sit down and do stuff. Sure.
Actually, I prefer public notice for everything that occurs.
Staff meetings, of course, are sometimes difficult to do that.
Certainly.
I know
you guys
will meet with the fisheries captain, and I think with that interaction, where work groups are trying to present information, decisions are being made, those are probably a bit more easily advertised and general participation. The staff meeting, looking at the legalities of permitting, what the current structure is, what we did with the PNP statutes, and how that works. So,
I know that the administration will be huddling and you'll be going about your work, but any kind of meetings of this group where the two interface, the legislative and executive, that there be maximum public notice, and that those point people that have identified themselves from those major groups, the Mariculture Association, the environmental groups, and the fishermen, be right here. If they're left out, we're going to have big problems. I'm just arguing for public notice and us knowing when our meetings are going to be, so enough ahead of time so that we make sure the interested parties are here.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm clear on the working group yet. I know it's us, the both legislative bodies, but working with administration. But do we have people at the table, like the fishing groups, mariculture associations, environmental groups, sports groups, or what?
I would think so. I'm saying identify these particular ones you, and if there are others we have overlooked, we're not going to keep it to a certain group. If there are people that can be found who can also contribute, but it's not going to be a town hall meeting approach either. Obviously we're very straightforward to have a public meeting process, but this isn't going to be the end of it. Whatever we formulate, these discussions are going to be taken through a public process, through the legislative body on either side. So, there's going to be plenty of public input, so nobody's going to be sidelined on it.
And then, I've got some of the issues that we've looked at, and I've got them spelled out, and then I've got a goal here. But one thing, somehow, I'd like the group to look at too is what have we done for, our other fisheries? I don't know how many years ago, but Senator Sarafani's representative sponsored this resolution, poor economic conditions in coastal communities. And we wanted Commerce to, you know, go out and do certain things. And they got to the Bristol Bay area and they didn't get to the Aleutian Chain area. And, you know, I think that's part of Commerce's job. And there's a lot of things that I see that we're not doing for the regular fishing industry that I'd like, you know, both Drew and Johnny at some point to see some of those things too. And, you know, there's a lot that we can point to that's not happening for the fisheries. And I'm not saying, you know, how that's going against aquaculture, mariculture too, but I think it plays a part in the whole, you know, how much are we getting into this, how much are we spending, putting into it. You know, I called up Commerce this year and I said, where's the public education process? And they said, well, we're only going to Southeast. And I said, Southeast? I said, what about Southwest Alaska? You know, some of my people are interested in that. And they said, well, it cost $5,000 to send 5 people to Alaska, and it cost $1,000 to send 5 people to Petersburg. So, you know, with those kind of attitudes, I'm going to really be taking a hard look at what's what is going on and, you know, how we're putting our effort into all this.
Well, you know, I can understand the concern, but, you know, we can probably go off on all kinds of tangents. We can get into the involvement of the Limited Entry Commission relative to the economics of fisheries. We can look at, well, how's our hatchery program coming in and how's the PNP doing? You know, we have a multitude of areas we can look into, but I think, at least I would hope that we would concentrate on the particular issue before us is mariculture. And obviously, we also touching on the rest of it, but it seems to me that the rest is going to have to be sort of down that road. There's a lot of things I'd like to see, some comparisons of what the hatchery systems do in Southeast or Western Alaska. You know, we could just bog ourselves down on those types of things and never focus on what the issue is before the committee.
But that's going to be some of the policy that we're going to have to face, you know, sooner or later. So I would really want to look at the marketing part of it, and I want to kind of educate people on some of the other things, because, you know, the resolution, I mean, the bill in the House was sponsored by, you know, all urban legislators, and I think that, you know, there's some education. You know, I think that with, you know, all three of us are on the International Trade Air Force, and we can be looking at some marketing side of that.
Do we have the, are those copies of the list then of the issues that were identified in the public hearing?
Yeah, I think Adelaide's probably got a good point to bring up. And maybe just one meeting ahead of ourselves in that area there. Maybe what we need to do is to set up actually what your group represents in terms of the group itself. You know, who are the key players on this thing? Who's going to be involved with it at this time here, and set up some sort of an agenda of how we're going to work into this, and then take in the separate issues that we need to address as we go through, because I think what Ed brought out is very important. You know, we're going to be leaving, having a lot of the meetings here in Anchorage, we're going to be leaving a good segment of the state out of the participation here, and maybe with the mini cabinet, I would hope that there's going to be some representation on there from other parts of the state that maybe we could start bringing in people. And as a staff group meets on this here, and I would hope on a regular basis, you know, that we would not start this thing off here with a great deal of enthusiasm and then kind of dwindle away to nothing, and then just before the session all of a sudden generate interest again to try to resolve everything in the last month. So maybe with Fish and Game, then, if they're designated as a lead agency, maybe they could go ahead and coordinate a lot of this stuff here to keep us going. And just kind of, I think right now we're not going to accomplish a whole lot in trying to get this thing off of dead center where we are now. I think we just need to basically get everybody oriented as who's going to be here, who isn't going to be here, who are the key players. Who should be contacted where, when, you know, the legislators aren't around. And I think maybe our second meeting, we want to start looking at more definitive direction that we want to go. And that could very well be in, you know, the end of June or in mid-June or something like that, where teleconference or something if we had to do it that way. But just, and it doesn't mean that between now and then, that's all you do is sit and look at everybody and throw names around, but you can start looking at some of the issues that we want to try to address by the next session.
In that vein, Fred, many of you probably are aware that there was a capital appropriation for this fiscal year to Commerce for the purposes of a socioeconomic study.
Well, the governor will release that right away.
I spoke with OMB yesterday about when those would be released, and the answer was they would be released. All those restricted funds would be released, but when? It's still a question. I know we've written letters to some members of the legislature have inquired about what our intentions are with respect to that, and there have been some expressions of interest about structuring the investigations that must be accomplished with that money. I certainly can't speak for the department, and I'm not, my recollection is it's around $80,000, is that quite right? It seems like this is an appropriate avenue from which the department can get a lot of direction about what sorts of investigations would be most helpful to answering questions or concerns or addressing policy issues and structure. And I haven't heard anybody else talk about the kinds of financial resources that can be utilized to address this problem at this time, but I think it's safe to say that the department would be interested in utilizing those things to help this group do its job. So Fred, in following up on what you said about finding what we want to do, I think if we are going to do investigations, and you mentioned something about ISDR as a possible source of information, something that I would be interested in seeing done by the next meeting is some suggestions about, and I've come into the process late enough so that I'm not familiar, very familiar with the information that's been brought to the table so far, but hopefully you people are, and if there are some particular investigations that can be accomplished and helpful in the voids or provide verification for other things that you've got, which you're interested in having that kind of suggestion.
That might be useful in answering some of the questions Representative Herman had relative to that. So that would be maybe some recommendations you could give to the department on that issue.
Yeah, I saw Commissioner Smith in the hallway the other day. I had heard that there was consideration being given to the use of the money for a Delphi study approach to the issue of mariculture, and I rejected that screening, so that I don't have a great deal of faith in that research method. I am looking for, and I think the money, you know, $80,000 doesn't go very far when you contract out for research services. But I think that the marketing aspect of economic dislocation, potential economic dislocation, those sorts of issues that were raised during the public hearings would make the best use of those funds. I know that during the public hearings, there was criticism of the House research report, the small part of that report that was dedicated to the market impacts. Traditional fishing interests had a lot of criticism for that report. They've also been somewhat less critical of the report done by the professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, Robert Logan, with his study. And so ICER had come to mind too. I guess Representative Herman has been thinking along those lines, looking for someone who could do an objective look at the market impacts. I think that's the best use of the money. And I'm looking for someone who can do an objective job, and that the fishing interest won't initially discount just because they don't trust the source. I hope we could agree on someone who's real impartial and can do a good job and be objective and focus the money on the market impacts.
No, but the 10 language in that particular corporation is very specific about that type of study. That would give them much latitude unless they want to question whether they use that money or any other.
And what does the intent language say? I'm sorry.
Social economic study on the impact of
America. Oh, it does. Okay.
So, you know, that's pretty direct.
Okay. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, I got a 3-page letter. I wrote a letter to the commissioner 2-3 months ago about that money, and I did receive a 3- or 4-page letter. And I wasn't quite clear exactly what he was going to do with it, what he anticipated doing with it. But since that time, there has been a study, close to the Denver Central University, I believe, which I don't know if that's sufficient or not.
Steve, when is the next Board of Commissioners?
Well, that's the two-part job that
Dave's work group is going to take on and report back to the Fisher's Cabinet, of course, was, as we said, one is going to be kind of an implementation thing. What do you have to do to implement what we've got now in statute, mostly shellfish, shellfish mariculture? And that's going to require probably regulations. Agencies are going to have to go to public hearings on those regulations. Some of them have to go through Board of Fisheries, which is a big public hearing process. And that's the next one is going to be in December.
In December?
That'll be the next public hearing. But the advertising of regulations is going to have to take place for that if it wants to be done there in September. So there's a lot of work to do over the summer by our agency, at least, in terms of other regulations necessary to implement shellfish mariculture. Other agencies adopt the regulations in different fashions, of course, we all have some requirements for public interaction and public hearing. Probably what we'll wind up with is a package in some sort of public process before we go to the board. And that piece you're talking about is more in support of what you're going to do for legislation. And what we do in the first part of this is probably going to ask us a lot of questions about things you need to deal with, like preference for sites, how you determine the regulations and what needs to be done, how we handle our fish transport for disease and genetics and so forth, and probably the process would be the same whatever type of mariculture you had. It just won't answer the policy question of what type of mariculture you're going to have and other restrictions you might have to place on it. So at this stage, maybe since we're going to be meeting on the implementation part of it, getting the staff meetings going, meeting with the Fish Cabinet to talk to them about what's necessary, maybe if you could identify key people that we could get in contact with, it could become part of that. And then at that stage, you decide how much more you want to come in more formally to give direction to us, because we have the same list of questions you sent us and other things that came up during the discussion of legislation, but we'd probably be more comfortable to be interactive in that fashion rather than us trying to take the lead on how to answer them, because we know some of the questions and the possibilities in this process are going to come up with some of the background, but how you deal with those is the point at which you're going to have to interact with deciding on options and that type of thing. That if you have staff people, we can bring them in, and maybe the timetable will be more clear as we get into that.
That's what we do. Well, it seems to me, I'm my favorite. It seems to me what we need to do, and I don't know how many of the House members are going to have staff here during the interim. I guess you are, right? I don't know. And all three of us are. It seems to me what we need to do is to identify those staff people and let Fish and Game be the lead here. And through those staff people, you know, you can begin your process reviewing a hearing record and other questions we might have, and we can funnel our ideas through those staff people, trying to get the ball rolling, and then when we get back together in August or whenever the first meeting is, we can crystallize the issues and get moving along that way. It seems to me that we can't make any real decisions here right now. We're going to structure this thing.
What's going to be available when we leave is the question. Who's going to be here?
We're going to have staff. You'll have staff before. You won't have staff here?
No, neither Representative Pierce or I will have staff here, but our staff are happy to participate by way of teleconference.
Well, I guess I think that would be fine if they have your group.
Oh, yeah, we got to push out the public eye.
I think that, it's fine that Fish and Game and the Mine Development and others here at the table, but the big issues are going to be resolved in DNR. That's the sites, the areas, and obviously DNR has not become involved in any type of a process which would identify areas that these activities could take place. If we could define the areas where they can't take place, like a wilderness area, and show us what areas that are available and work from there, but the key is going to be over these people.
That's part, of course, they're on the work group. And part of even dealing with implementation on shellfish is going to be making those type of definitions to start with, cutting narrowing areas down and discussing of the open areas, what are the considerations.
Is somebody going forward with that process now?
That's part of this work group's look at implementation. And so even for shellfish, they'll have to look at that.
Yeah, that's definitely
looking at how you're going to do it, but is anybody actually doing it? I guess that's...
That's a little ahead of where we are right now, but the work group will be looking at how you actually do it. That's what they're really going to have to do. The regulations, permits, where there are conflicting policies, where there are alternates that you might consider, the areas that you might do it and might not, can eliminate some right off the bat. That's the type of thing I think that... And that's a DNR consideration, it's a DEC consideration, flushing, it's a fishing game consideration, natural stocks, fisheries interference conflict area, where we'd be involved. So it's really an interagency type thing.
That's the crux of the major problem. Is in fact, we're going to go forward this. And who's going to get to it?
There is a policy issue that I think South Bay's probably a good example of that, which in your district. When you get down to environmental reasons, there's really no reason possibly to deny it. Then you get into the thing of conditional use, and people that have been used to using an area a certain way want to continue. And that, to me, is really a political decision, and where there should be political guidance coming down from the top. And in that particular case, it's a left four.
Is there any way we could start off there by looking at what are some of the problems that occurred in other areas? And having some background in that. The reason I asked the question about the Board of Fisheries when they were meeting was that, you know, that's about the time where a lot of the fishermen from around the state kind of get together. It would be nice to have this group meet sometime either prior to the Board of Fisheries meeting or during the meeting sometime or right afterwards, so that everybody that's there will have a feeling there of understanding of what we're trying to do and what we've done up to that point, and maybe get some additional input from people we wouldn't normally get an input from.
That's a very good point. I think that's certainly the work group is looking at in terms of implementation, not just things you got to do, but how you'd go about doing them, who you'd talk to, and in terms of implementing things like Andy was talking about, you know, how do you get out to fishing groups and make sure they have their say, whether there's interference or traditional fishing occurs in that area and so forth. So the board is certainly one way of getting a lot of people in the industry involved through advisory committee hearings and regional councils and on up the line to the boards. So there's plenty of exposure to anything you think you're doing in that process. And that might be one of the mechanisms that the work group comes up with for deciding how you implement these things. They're undoubtedly going to be altered, so even on shellfish you're going to occur. How do you choose a site? Which use goes? How do you have a preference? What do you do with people wanting to speculate versus people already ready to go, and so on and so forth? So that whole list is going to be in front of us. The work group's got to first list the pertinent information from other areas or our current experience, and then how you make decisions on choosing between those alternatives. And I think that whole thing's going to get laid out. You're just not prepared to do it here. And I think that, you know, your staff's going to interact, and so we can determine role for agencies and legislative role as you make those decisions.
I guess I don't have any problems with Fish and Game being the lead agency, but there would be different parts of it there. You're going to have other agencies also become very much involved with what's happening.
Well, this is coordinated. It's not right. Fully in charge. We've got four or five agencies involved in government coordination, and it's going to be an equal process. The work group has representatives, one or two people from every agency. The cabinet has representatives from all of us. It's not going to be one agency.
Right.
This is at the moment the process of having a final decision by one agency. It's a process of having all the agencies contribute to design the process, which is going to answer some of those questions. In some cases, one agency will have the most important role in the decision, other cases will be another.
I guess what I would offer at this time here, Mr. Chairman, is that I would either all be present or...
The shelter stuff will be available, but I just need to get clear, the administration is going to be in these working groups and stuff, but I just wonder where... AMA, the Mariculture Association of Fishing Groups, will be at the table during this. Are they going to be part of it, or are they going to be part of our, you know, ex officio out of our group?
I think those that
they bring it back before us, you know, with certain things. You know, I'd like to get that straight, because I'd like, you know, the administration to go about their work and then come back and, you know, legislature and fishing groups and Mariculture Association, environmental groups. We all look at that, and you know, AMA or fishing groups not be at the table with administration, because it's like they're ahead of us kind of thing. I mean, all this is decided on with all their concerns taken into consideration. You know, it's like administration would present it to us, and then you say, then all of us, all the groups.
Agree. You'd be complete there. You'd be able to be available.
You know, we'd identify a number of those that are here in general all the time. There's headquarters here, which I just assume they're going to be notified when in this.
But I'm wondering, are they going to have a seat at the table when you guys are discussing, permitting and stuff like that? I mean, that's your. I mean, you guys got to get that together, right?
At some point, there may be the alternative type things that. Andy mentioned the decisions that have to be made and how we're going to do them, and some advice is going to be helpful. I think this is a staged thing. We start with this process of dealing with the kind of nuts and bolts of what the problems are and the implementation. That's going to lead us up to a structure where at some point more and more involvement is required.
Do you see a problem with it during this process that
meeting. These meetings are going to have, and notification is given to these groups, and they are apart, and they have the opportunity sometime during the process of that particular meeting to voice some of their maybe recommendations or ideas or whatever it might be. Like an open meeting process, you know, they can maybe take a few notes or whatever they want to do, then their opportunity will come at that particular time to have some input. Maybe they have some question answers, some of the questions you might have. I don't know.
Sure. Well, I think it's, you know, especially early on, yes, it's valuable to have all the groups sitting at the table and working on a lot of the, you know, identifying a lot of what the key issues are and how we should approach those issues. I think that Adelheid is right in the sense that when you get directly into sort of developing the regulations and the permits and stuff, it's sort of technical and sort of boring, really, when you get right down to it. And, you know, staff people will be probably needing to do that, but at some point we would then call up the user groups and say, okay, look, we got a draft, we'd like to run it by you guys, what do you think, and give them a chance to take a shot at it.
That would be at during those meetings.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I don't see a problem with that.
And Ed, I looked over your list here quickly. I think this is an excellent starting point. I think you've identified the big ones that came up during the public hearings. And I'll go over it again, but I can't think of anything on hand to add to this.
You want to look at a joint and then provide us with a copy? The center is the list of things that came up during the Senate hearings.
This is just suggested. I put suggested questions in.
Right. I'd be comfortable from the House side submitting this, and if there may have been other things that came up in the Senate.
We can add to this.
Okay. Maybe if the senators have other things to add, they can let you know. And
I have a staff person who's going to be here, also who's going to participate, and my office is on the fourth floor. Laura Fleming back in the back row there.
We don't have Dale Staley.
Dale Staley.
Teresa Mason will be in Anchorage.
Deborah Benito in Anchorage.
Teresa
Mason.
And Roger, you're certainly welcome to participate at any particular time, as long along with the
Deborah.
I'd like to an opportunity to say something else. It's unfortunate Bob Blake had to go fishing and had to take off today, but he and I sat down the other day and developed a list of things that we would hope that the inner groups would consider in terms of an approach. And one of the things that Bob and I found in discussing the whole Maricopa there are a hell of a lot more things that we agree on than we disagree on. The problem is everything's left up on the table, and it sure be nice to come up with a good process for taking care of those things that we agree upon and to get them off the table.
That's an excellent idea.
And one of the things that one of the processes I guess that we were looking to do this would be to focus on some kind of draft legislation or whatever format it takes and systematically go down and address issues that are common to all of my farm, with siting, disease management, taxes, whatever the issues are, figure out how to handle those and put those in this joint recommendations to the respective House and Senate committees in January. Certainly, UFA and other fishermen's groups have offered a lot of support for shellfish and sea vegetable farming, and both Bob and I agreed that we could probably be fully comfortable with developing a committee substitute or something that addresses the full range of issues for shellfish and sea vegetables, plus those issues in common to all species. And in terms of the contentious issue of salmon farming, we'd rather not see a part of that particular package, but we'd like to see a range of alternative scenarios developed. And we have a number of ideas, for instance, to put into the last version of the Norwegian model, and you know, Bob has some ideas. And I think that'd be one way of making this process very productive. So that session, we could resolve those real tough policy issues with Sam Curran without having to get tied up in a lot of issues that we can really agree upon. And I guess there is one other comment I want to make earlier about the money, the CRP funds. Bob and I met yesterday with Pete Deans, talked about a deal after 297 was a deal. And they also discussed what may happen with CRP funds if they're released. And the way that Pete Deans described it is, it's certainly not a sure thing that the funds are going to be released. It's going to be dependent upon revenue stream that's available, and those frozen funds may be released in portions and dribbled out over the next few months as we're sure there's money to do that. And so these funds may not even become available to see if they have but that was going.
Thank you. I think you mentioned early on that there is a group that's specifically going into the shellfish and the seaweed part of the agriculture, trying to sort this out so that can go forward. Is that what you said?
Yes. The fisheries cabinet assigned a work group to actually start doing two pieces
on that specific
implementation
thing
of the current statutes, which would include at this time shellfish. And the other is looking at the policy questions involved in the longer term with in support of legislative decisions. So you're asking some questions, and we were trying to deal with you in support of those.
Senator, I want to bring something up before Ed has to leave. Does the governor know yet that that it wouldn't be a good idea to veto Senate Bill 297? I was just concerned that he may not have gotten the word that we all agree that Senator Zinnerhoff's bill was a good one and very necessary. And as the prime sponsor of mariculture legislation, I was still real supportive of the moratorium because I thought it was necessary and a well-crafted bill. But is there a need to get him the message that that we recommend that he sign that bill?
I think that'd be real helpful. I think that the fisheries cabinet, of course, when we met on Tuesday, they're going to make a recommendation to the government that he sign that. But I think it would be really useful for him to hear from all of you that were participated in, you know, in this session and working that out so that we can
pursue those signature
responsibility. Yeah, I just think it might be a good idea.
I've talked to him for a week or so. Maybe we should suggest he does veto and then he won't.
Whatever strategy you want to
do. I've got another scenario. The administration is going to come up with rigs for shellfish by September.
Well, that's one of the things we're looking at.
Yes.
Some would be different agencies, of course, have different time deadlines regarding regulations and different policy questions that come up that are kind of frustrating. That's the ability to do that. The Board of Fisheries cycle, we're going to get into it by December, requires some type of regulatory proposals in place by September. It could be a little bit broader, though. Sometimes they put an option plan out instead of a specific single item. So but I think that's certainly one of our first timelines in looking at this. If board regulations have to be adopted, that would be one of the times you would do it. They also have a spring shellfish meeting that occurs in March, which is another possible area. They also don't have much time or money to extend their meeting time, so that may be something we have to look at too. They limited their agenda because of funding.
See, I don't know what Roger's talking about, then coming back to us with legislation. It would be probably along the same lines for what going on for shellfish for finfish, but then the policy questions of whether to go forward, and then all the different things that are made up. But Roger, did you say something about shellfish legislation, or what?
What Blake and I agreed on would be an approach we both fully support would be to develop legislation.
Can you step closer? I can't hear you very much.
Develop legislation, a committee substitute or whatever form it's in, that would address the issues that are in common to all aquatic farming species, such as siting, preservation, disease management, and so forth. and fully addresses all the shellfish and sea vegetable concerns, because we believe that, that those can be resolved without any major differences of opinion. And to only separate out the salmon farming issues and keep that in a separate piece with a range of all opinions.
What you're saying, Roger, is that there may be more legislation required even on shellfish. Is that what you're... And that, of course, is something the work group may actually come up with. There are some decisions that can't be made on the side of preference and so forth. I don't know.
Well, there may be things like spack collection and issues like that. The language that was in 297 was incomplete and aggressive. And that's what we were...
I think that...
Sea vegetables, no one really has spent any time for.
I think that if we do go forward in that area, that, you know, it's certainly in the best interest of everyone to find a way to do it simply, where you can just a one-stop shopping permit place, because we don't want to get one of them through the mail once they decide they can go.
The goal that we were sort of thinking about was sort of the shellfish growers application package.
Yeah.
Well,
we
don't want a bunch of fishermen coming back like a bunch of miners. Yeah, yelling at you.
No subsidies.
If I could... I think that you guys will have staff here. I've got their names. Somebody, if one of you could have your staff put together a list with their phone numbers and addresses, if they're going to be out of town, that might be a useful thing for me to have.
Good.
And we'll just go from there. I think.
Okay. Thank you.